Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
is Dave Brubeck's In Your Own Sweet Way, given the Bill Evans treatment from 1963 on Riverside Records from the album How My Heart Sings. That was Bill Evans on piano, Chuck Israels on bass, and Paul Motion playing the drums. We're heading back to 56 now, and the Prestige label, Hank Mobley's Second Message is the album, the Hank Mobley Quintet, featuring Hank on tenor saxophone, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Walter Bishop Jr. on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Arthur Taylor at the drums. This is one of Hank's tunes, Message from the Border, and this is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans with you for the next 2 hours. Welcome along. Album that came out in 1975 on the Fantasy label. That's Cannonball Adderley. The album is Phoenix, and that was a new version of Randy Weston's High Fly, featuring Nat Adderley on cornet, George Duke on the keyboards, Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes at the drums, and Eto Moreira playing the percussion. Cannonball Adderley on alto sax on that particular track. And it's a double album featuring new versions of some of the tunes that were made famous by Adderley's quintet back in the 60s, particularly on the Riverside label. And next up here on Spinning Jazz, this is from the mid-60s. It is Harold McNair on RCA Records, and this is his version of Umbrella Man.
Thank you.
Subseriously swinging trio jazz on vinyl there from 1977, recorded in Los Angeles. That is Jack Wilson on the piano, accompanied by Alan Jackson on bass. Long-time associate of one of our favourites here on Spinning Jazz, the great organist Freddie Roach. That was Clarence Johnston on drums, and on the percussion it was Joe Clayton, and that was Branislav Caper's Invitation. The album's called Innovation, came out on Discovery Records, and highly recommended if you like your jazz to be swinging and groovy, and who doesn't? Next up, from 1969, recorded live in Berlin, this is saxophonist Klaus Doldinger with his quartet. Doldinger is accompanied here by Ingfried Hoffmann on keyboards. Helmut Candelberger. Sounds like some sort of vegan delicacy. Anyway, he's on bass, and CC is at the drums. This is I Feel Free.
Thank you.
1971, came out on Speed of Light record label. That is the album Music for Earth Dwellers and Star Seekers, no less. That is Byron Pope, and a tune that he wrote called Third Eyes. Byron Pope on alto saxophone, Varick Grant on bass, Georges Ed Noël on piano, Roger Raspail on percussion, Chris Henderson on drums, and Sebastião Perazzo was playing the berimbau. This is Spinning Jazz, it is Pete Evans. And as we do every week, we're exploring great music on vinyl.